On April 7, during the first meeting of the Council of Ministers of Prime Minister Ashipatri's government, President Ouattara announced that Mr. Gbagbo-Loren could return to Côte d'Ivoire whenever he wanted. For us, opening the presidential lounge to Mr. Gbagbo-Loren is a confirmation of President Ouattara's disposition to receive the former head of state and to grant him the advantages due to his status. Here, Mr. Laurent Gbagbo is a former president of the Republic. The law gives him certain rights.
I think that it's not a question of feeling or a state of mind.
Is it true that President Ouattara or the Ivorian government has pledged to be responsible for former President Gbagbo's travel arrangements, paying for his travel?
I think that it's a question of responsibility. We want a peaceful return from Mr. Gbagbo-Loren. However, the supporters of Mr. Gbagbo know that when you call for a demonstration and that there is trouble during this demonstration, you are obviously responsible for these troubles. So it's for us a question of responsibility, and all the commodity offered for the peaceful return of Mr. Gbagbo in Côte d'Ivoire show all the willingness of Mr. Ouattara to receive him.
What can you tell us about the military incident that reportedly took place on Saturday on the Ivorian border with Burkina Faso?
Indeed, on Saturday, a military vehicle was the victim of an improvised explosive device. We unfortunately lost three of our soldiers and recorded four wounded, as announced in the press release of the General State of the Army, General Lassana Doumbia.